Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
friend, foe, hopefully speak into the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Bless you all in the wonderful and mighty and victorious overcoming name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, thank you. Tens right off the bat. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise Yah. Bless all again that are continuing in this war, that are fighting the good fight of faith. We go from day to day, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. We're learning it's not in vain. We're learning more day by day that this is life. We're here in the Exodus. We bow our knee and give thanks to the Most High Yah, who has called us and enabled us to this purpose. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Teacher Shane here this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. And we're continuing in the book of Ephesians. It's a beautiful letter to the inhabitants of Ephesus that were once Gentiles and strangers. But as we've been reading that as they embraced Messiah, embraced his laws, precepts, and commandments, received his spirit, that they were addressed as homeborn from then on. Even as we ourselves, like in times past, when we served the mighty one of this world, and now we serve the creator of all things, even just meditating and thinking on that, being called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Just meditating on that should bring you to your knees, should bring you to a rich thankfulness. It should embolden a hallelujah within us. As many say hallelujah, but it's hollow. But the children of Yah who know where they have come from, what they have been brought from, what they have been saved from, their hallelujahs have substance. Their thank yous have weight. The praise and the worship comes from the inner man. The inner man's going to dictate to that flesh, yes, you're going to raise your arms, you're going to stomp your feet, you're going to dance with every fiber of your being to the greatness of our Elohim. And all this because Yah loved us. He even loves us to the point sometimes, as Pastor brought forth yesterday by the power of the Spirit, to keep us in check with thorns. Something about a natural thorn, if you're walking through a thicket or you're walking through the woods or something, you know, you might be aware of a lot of things around you. But it's something about that thorn when it pierces a foot, pierces an arm, pierces a hand. How all the faculties and all the senses, all of a sudden, the conscience and the consciousness is drawn quickly to the voice of what that thorn as it pierces. Same with our Elohim. He loves us enough to keep us in check, to keep us in our boundaries, to keep us in our measure. Many of us, these might have showed many things. And as much has been given, much is required. Our saints of the Most High, I pray this evening for the hearing ear and the seeing eye. And I want to speak to Yah real quick, giving him honor and glory. All blessed Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of Yeshua, thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us another day. Thank you for constantly being mindful of us. Many times we're not mindful of ourselves, but you are mindful of us. And you send your word. You send your thorn. You send many precepts of your love, many facets of your love toward us. Yah, I pray that we receive them in all humility. We want to, if we really want to know the depths of your love, Yah, we will submit, we will subject, and we will bow our knee, knowing that we are yours, that we are in your hands, and you want to form us to your liking, to your use, and let us be conformable. God, you have destined us to be conformed to the image of your Son. The Most High, mold us, prepare us, whatever rebuke, whatever reproof, admonishment, exhortation must go forth, thorns. So be it, Most High, Yah. We would have in our conscience and in our consciousness that you love us, that you are not against us. We do bow our knee and give you honor and glory in the blessed name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's an honor to have this privilege to go before the Most High Yah. It is something we should not take for granted. Many of us have lived so many depths of hells in our own bitterness, in our own jealousies, in our own envies and hatreds. Yeah, we have recollections of such. You know, these things are in our past, and I thank Yah. And sometimes these do come forth as thorns. Keep us in our place. It's not that they're there to condemn us, but it's there to uplift us, to remind us where we come from. That where we are now, who we are in him. Day by day, our minds has to be saturated, even as the evil day is upon us now. He has given us wine of the Spirit to drink day by day. There should be no day, no hour, no second where we should be thirsty. Yah has been there from the beginning. He has called us from the beginning. Let us be his children so he can be a father. He wants to be a father. In times of old, he said, I was husband unto you. And he still is. And we see so many times when we get outside and go for out from under our covering, how we're so susceptible to the wicked one. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that Yah's words don't fall on deaf's ears, and it shouldn't. Many times I look at 5 digits on my hand, 5 fingers. Sometimes I'm reminded that within these 5 digits, that might be that many people that actually hear, even if there's hundreds in the room. My heart's desire is I always pray for the hearing ear and seeing eye for my brother and for my sister, especially in these days and times, saints, when we pray for one another, knowing what we have accomplished, knowing our triumphs, our failures. How much even the more so we should lift up one another. Instead of all this tearing down that still goes on within the body, it has been some dead season. A dead season that many were warned of everything that would take place even before we embarked into it. But how many hearkened? How many heard? How many took heed? Not too many people have given the privilege to embrace the new man. It seems like some have their Sabbath attire. I mean, their whole being just hung up on a hanger, just for Shabbat only. They put it on for Shabbat. Great show. Great outward appearance. And when Shabbat's over, then it goes back on to the hanger. And the rest of the week, live like a heathen again. Why? 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 Even Pastor yesterday, by the power of the Spirit, hit even on this, the masquerading of being an Israelite, spying on liberties. Should not be so, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So let us continue in our study of Ephesians. I know the last time we were here and talked about in times past, went over that in briefness, but there's still an aspect of it we even going to look at tonight. And after that, I spoke going beyond the veil, and a lot of people really couldn't grasp of getting beyond the veil. And it is very simple. A lot of people are still fighting to get beyond their self, for getting beyond their desires, their dreams, their aspirations, their jealousies, their envies, their bitterness. How many of us have fairly stated, had stood back in a moment of time to look at ourselves and to see what is it in us that veils us from receiving in His love and His mercies and His gentleness and His goodness and His temperance. What is it in us that keeps us out of the presence of Yah? The one time, yes, there was a thick curtain that separated the sanctuary from the Holy of Holies, from the presence of Yah. But now there is one that we have been given to as the children of Yah. Everything he did, he rent that veil. But there still remains veils in us that we refuse to recognize. And only you know if peradventure Yah will allow you to know, if peradventure you would humble yourselves to know. The word does go forth. And I hear a pastor just lately said, what have I said wrong? Have I not, did I not address this? And am I not speaking clearly? What is going on? What is the breach here? We see many want to blame the man of Yah, the mouthpiece of Yah. But they don't want to blame themselves. Why rise up against Yah in his work? I understand we're in the time of rebuilding, and I understand by the word of Yah that many are going to be there to frustrate the building. But we got to look at ourselves. What is frustrating to Yah? What is it in us that would keep us out of the presence of Yah? What offenses are in us that will keep us out of the presence of Yah? If there is something in us that offends Yah, we will not be able to enter in. I know I'm speaking to a few tonight. Yeah, I always talked about a few. Messiah said, you know, of his disciples, will you also leave me? What is in us that would cause a departure from the faith? What is it in us that will cause a departure from the life? What it is in us that will cause a departure from the love and the long-suffering? What is it in us that causes us to depart from forgiving? Well, hallelujah. I know it's quiet in the room. I understand. When are we going to get to really, really clamoring and cleaving for how much Yah has loved us? And then really seeking and searching this love where he loved us. And then in learning that and experiencing what he done for us, and then let it manifest that life for us between one another. I understand you're listening. That's why I spoke the way I spoke. I am very aware. Got to speak. Colossians 2:14 says, for he is our peace. Who? Who is our peace? Not peace that we can manifest of ourselves, but there is a peace that Messiah is. For he, Messiah, is our peace. Even on meditating on that, it's volumes He is our peace. One place in the prophets, it said, the Prince of Peace. That's if he's reigning within you. Everything that manifested in Messiah to hang on that tree so that we could have peace, so that he could be our peace. For he is our peace, who had made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. See, there is a grace that we have entered into. And that grace is peace with Yah. We didn't obtain this peace, but Messiah obtained this peace for us. When he was up on that tree, as many times we will not find peace in our lives until we meet the conditions when we are up on that tree with him. And we're on that tree with him and we have overcome. We can be like Paul saying, I am crucified with Messiah. See, peace came when he said, it is finished. Peace comes with us when we are finished with sin, when we are finished with iniquity, when we are finished with transgression, when we understand the power of the blood. For he is our peace. Peace comes when we die to our old nature, to our old ways, to our old flesh. And we come into fellowship with the new man. With that new man is peace. As God has purposed this peace in this new man. He has invested peace in this new man. But why do we resist? Why do we resist? That's what we must seek after. There was a partition in us before we knew Messiah. We were an enemy to Yah. But the love of our Master and Savior, through the grace which he established, reestablished our relationship with our Creator. As we were ordained from the beginning, the mediator came in our stead, died for us, so that he would be the bridge for us to get back home. Not too many of us know that's who we are. We are of Yah. This was even before we were born, when we embraced that before the foundation of the world, this was established. Peace was established at that time, but was not manifested until that day when you fell on your face and you repented and Messiah came into you. When you confessed all your sins and all that corruption and everything just flowed out of you. All that sorrow, I mean, it was a good death. Good death. Good death. And then when the heavy weight was lifted out, peace came. Peace came. For he is our peace. But many of us still live as if this wall or partition is still between us. When Christ said explicitly, Messiah said explicitly, I've torn it down. That's why I'm on the tree. That's why you can be with me on the tree. I was the first fruits. I was on the tree first. So that you can meet me on the tree. So that you can bow your knee and receive the fruit of that tree. Because in the beginning, they ate of the forbidden tree. I mean, they still want to eat of the tree which I told you not to eat. But our Messiah is on the tree. And it is not so much as the tree, but was the fruit that was there after manifested as. It's so simple. It's not complicated. The love of Yah. Redeeming grace for Adam's race. If we would just embrace peace each and every day, because it's already there. You come short? Fall on your knees. We have an advocate with the Father because he is our peace. He wants us to be in peace as he is in peace. Joint heirs, fellowship with our Messiah. Walk in power. He walks in peace so we can walk in peace. Power. You gotta get each and every day, we gotta break a lot of shit out of our minds, out of our hearts, out of our beings. Yeah, let's go to the tree. Let's go to the tree. He is on the tree. Many of us don't understand we are on the tree with him. Has he endured the joy that was set before him, us, the children that Yah had given him. He saw this as joy. Many of us grumble and complain and not consider that this walk is not joy. This walk is joy. This walk is life. This walk is peace because he is the way, the truth, and the life. We've got to get back to our Father. He birthed us. We're strangers and pilgrims in this world. When will we realize that? As Paul's trying to relate to the Ephesians here, to the saints at Ephesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. If he saw it, because he saw it, he said, Yah, Father, I want to do your will. Because I know in the volume of that book, the book, it is written of me to do your will. So if the book is in us, then the will of Yah is in us. And there should be no question, what is the will of Yah for me? Verse 15. He broke down this middle wall. This. We'll get to it. What did he do? He haven't abolished. Abolished. When you abolish something, that means you made an end of it, right? That you have. Through much labor and much intent and much energy, put an end to it, right? having abolished in what his flesh, what was put upon that tree. He put his flesh upon that tree so your flesh could be upon that tree. Everything that it is, no good thing that dwells in this flesh, nail it to the tree. You find hatred and bitterness and jealousy, nail it to the tree. He did for us so that we can have peace. He did this abolishing in his flesh. Why can't we? Having abolished in his flesh the enmity. There's the word, enmity. Enmity, that is a strong word. Enmity. The state or feeling of being actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. So he abolished in his flesh the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. I keep looking at that and I'm like, yeah. There's so much crap. So much law of the flesh that we like to write. We have so many laws for our own flesh. That these laws are us usurping Yah's laws. And there's no new thing under the sun. There was commandments in the ark. But we also understand that on the outside of the ark was ordinances put out. On the outside. They were not worthy to be put in the ark. They had to be put in a sleeve on the outside of the ark. Because of our hardness and our stiff-neckedness, we got to make all these ordinances and all these laws. So somehow, some way, we can keep the flesh in check. Forgetting what was on the tree. What took place to bring our Messiah to the tree. So he could get his laws, his precepts, his commandments in our mind and in our heart. We like wearing all these things outside on our flesh. Like I said, yeah, we have these things on a hanger. Through the week, it stays on the hanger, but when Sabbath comes, we take it off the hanger and we put it on. And then when Sabbath is completed, it goes back on the hanger, back in the closet, back in the dock. This enmity that still remains in us, that should have been upon the tree. This hostility, this animosity, this antagonism and this friction and this antipathy and this dissension and rivalry, all this feuding and discord and contention. That should not be in the body. And I thank Yah that the body knows what to do when an invader is in it. Naturally, our human body, when there's a cancer or there's a sickness, it goes into war, gets it to get it out. Abolishing in his flesh. The law of commandments contained in ordinances. And it is reverberated back, I think, in Colossians 2:14. Listen. This love of Yah that endures. This redeeming grace. Colossians 2:14, blotting out, abolishing, blotting out the handwriting. It's amazing. The law of Yah was written with the hand of Yah. But look at man with his own handwriting. How many laws and precepts and commandments through his religious spirit will try to impose. We are not lawgivers. He is the lawgiver. We are the law livers. Praise Yah. As a vessel of Yah, as a teacher, as pastor yesterday, working in his administration, we know in the terror of Yah, we're trying to persuade men. Messiah was on the tree persuading. See, we in meekness here instructing you or instructing those that oppose themselves, trying to give you words of life, words of escape, words of peace, words of grace. Instructing those that oppose themselves. Is it any chance we pray that Yah peradventure will give you repentance, give those repentance to the acknowledging of the truth? That realm of repentance, that is a realm of repentance, what? Acknowledging of the truth. Now, how many of us really grasp this, that acknowledging the truth is a realm of repentance. Because the lie does come to us sometimes cutting, hurting, piercing. But if we don't acknowledge it as the truth from Yah, then where is the grounds for repentance? Where is the place for repentance? Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Have we searched within ourselves the things that are against us? As Pastor said 2 weeks ago, what is your temptation? Have we really sought out and searched to see what is your temptation? And once you find that temptation, will you meet him on the tree? Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us. What? It was against us. It was against us. And it was contrary to us. And he took that all out of the way. Why? He nailed it to the tree. How much are we nailing to the tree daily? Or how daily are we understanding what has been nailed to the tree? these enmities that should not be laying in us. Even now, being in this walk so long and being in the administration that Yah has put me in, I watch so many saints having a hair trigger of bitterness. They're just waiting. They're just waiting for one thing to be said, one thing to be happened. They give them occasion to lash out, to be hostile, to be in animosity, to be antagonistic, to bring about a friction or an antipathy, or dissension or rivalry. The thing is, we're having too much fellowship with the world and not enough fellowship with Messiah. A lot of us still in this walking, they ain't made it beyond the tree yet. Ain't prepared the land to receive the Spirit. And you have no power. You have no peace. But you have all this enmity, this discord, this contention with one another. And Christ had to bow his head and look at his disciples. Will you also leave me? Because of all this. Because of this enmity. And I'm here walking on this earth understanding what I go to the tree for. God's given me children. He understood his mission. He's going to taste death for the children. He understands the enmity, the hostility, the animosity, the antagonism, the friction, the antipathy, the dissension. But he didn't let that dissuade him. He let that propel him to make it to the tree, to bear and forbear the plucking and the thorns and the carrying of his instrument of death. Because he wanted to be our peace. Will he be your peace? When are you going to let go of this jealousy and these envies and all this crap? We're so contrary to ourselves. All these laws of ordinances made in the flesh. And we cannot receive the love and the law of Yah that is instructing us to love as he loved. Because he wants us to love as he loved. He wants his children to walk in long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and temperance. But that entrance was made when he was on that tree. When you get on that tree with him, maybe an entrance will be made for peradventure. Yah. We'll give them repentance too. The acknowledge. When were you going to acknowledge the truth, the way, and the life? When we're going to acknowledge Messiah? Each and every day, when we're going outside of the body and all the alarms is going off, and what we're doing to deafen the voice of Yah, tell no, no, don't go that way. That's sin. That's his sin line at the door. Who's going to be like Cain and got a stone in our hand and have it raised to slay our brother or our sister? For these works were righteous and ours is unrighteous at that time. It's only time when we pick up a stone against our brother and our sister when our works is unrighteous. This enmity. This enmity is talked about quite a few times in the Word. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal, the carnal mind, because the carnal mind is enmity. It's in opposition. It's an enemy. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah. Why? For it is not what? The carnal mind. Subject to the law of Yah, neither indeed can be. Luke 23:12. When our Messiah was being judged, listen at this. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together. Why? I looked at that and like, what? Pilate and Herod were made friends together. They're getting ready. The Jews. Crucify him. Crucify him. And using the Roman government to fulfill their slaughterings and their threatenings. That enmity that was in them. That opposition, that hostility. Hostility. Oh, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. And that same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together. And being before all this, you know, before the crucifying our Master and Savior, for before, they were at enmity between themselves. James 4:4. And it says, you, adulterers and adulteresses, it's talking after the Spirit on this one. Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity, it's hatred, it's hostility, it's friction, it's discord and contention with Yah? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yah. Ephesians 2:15 again. Having abolished in his flesh. And we got to sit back and meditate. When did he abolish in his flesh? On the tree. On the tree. On the tree. The enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Why? For to make in himself of twain, the two, one. You want to be one with Messiah? You want to be one with Yah? All that has been said before has been instruction. One new man, soul making peace. How many of us day by day do walk in the new man? And if we're walking in the new man, we do know this understanding of this peace. That it's no longer our peace. That we're walking in his peace. That the work, that the walk, that Messiah did all the way up into the tree brought us to this. And the question still lies, why is there enmity in us? beautiful thing about deliverance, saints. When we acknowledge the truth and understand that any time, any circumstance that we have failed Yah, that not acknowledging of the truth is a place of repentance. Why resist the truth? When the light is shining in the darkness, and we know that the darkness comprehends it not, but the children of light understand the light. And when the Most High Yah is trying to show us darkness in ourselves, as our Messiah had done, he took it to the tree. And it's something. If we go to the tree of life, our Messiah, and eat of that fruit, there's still a tree in the midst of the garden, saints, of the knowledge of good and evil. But what about our Messiah? When he allowed entrance back for us, the children of Yah, to eat from the tree of life. And from before all, from Adam until when Messiah came, there were angels there forbidding anyone entrance to the tree of life. And I'm Messiah understanding what must be done, because Adam hearkened to the voice of the wife. We on our time as the wife going to hearken to the voice of our husband. He was on the tree so that the volume of the book may be trumpeted to us. And we're still eating the fruits of his labor. He is the tree of life. He is the tree of life.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Ephesians 2:16. And that he might reconcile both unto Yah in one body. It's Messiah. By the tree, having slain the enmity thereby. And then he came and preached peace to you, which were far off when he was on the tree. Peace was being preached. Will peace be preached to you tomorrow? When you find yourself in a confrontation, when you find your flesh rising up, that part of you that wants to rise up, why is it rising up? When Messiah says, if I be raised, at that time, in that hour, in that situation, will Messiah be exalted? Will that situation and that tribulation and that suffering show you an enmity within you? Will you have power over that enmity? If you've been to the tree, their power will be there. Peace will be there. But if you've not been to the tree, flesh will have preeminence. There's so many levels of pride. If we have yet to understand, pride is one enmity. It writes lots of laws and ordinances and precepts. The Messiah was abolishing. He didn't make this walk as us doing some calculus or geometry or some fancy mathematical equation. The highway of holiness obtained by reading so many books. It's only one book, only one Messiah. Only one way, only one faith, only one baptism. It's amazing how much our flesh wants to make itself justifiable in the sight of Yah. When the word says that no flesh is going to glory, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. When we're going to get to the discernible state of understanding within ourselves what is flesh and what is spirit. What is the voice of the flesh and what is the voice of... Many of us are so used to hearing the voice of the flesh that we do reckon it to be the voice of the spirit. And all of the flesh is revealed in feelings and emotions. And we took our feelings and emotions and put them on the tree and not become masters of them. When are we going to become good stewards in this walk? We're given one life to live in this time. What are we going to do with it? When he is our life and he is our peace, when we finally understand that everything that we do is shit, dumb, worthless, futile. Humble. Let him lift you up. Don't let your flesh lift you up, because it wants to lift you up. There's so many religious spirits out here, especially in this realm of ministry. We watched a lot of religious spirits in their pride take many out of the way. Many don't understand the tree and the agony of the tree and the suffering of the tree and the suffering that led up to the tree. But if we all partake this as joy, as Messiah did, why not walk in power? He was the first fruits. Passover is coming. Is death going to pass over you? So we made it to Passover, and the death angel has come through the camp and taken out many already. I'm like, what? Many thought they were secure. And upon a rock, but pride, the enmity of pride. Bless you all, family. Knowing the terror of Yah, I pray that words tonight spoken will persuade you. That acknowledging of the truth will bring you to repentance. It's not that hard. Bow your knee. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. You've been called. So now, why not walk in your call? Quit resisting. Quit resisting the tree. Quit resisting the peace and the love and the long-suffering and the gentleness. The labor that has went on before us for us to obtain it. It's there. I know we're too busy living our own lives, and we should be living his life. He is our life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. How are we going to come to the Father as children? It's not through him. He was on the tree while we were yet in our sins, suffering, dying for us. For our peace, slaying and abolishing the enmity. You've had enmity in you today? Let him abolish it. Get on your knees. Cry out to the Father. Acknowledge the truth that you have a place of repentance. There you'll have an advocate with the Father. When we're going to truly stand this fellowship we had with the advocate. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Family of Yah. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you all that are gathered here tonight. I earnestly persuade you to pray for one another, to endure this good fight. It's a good fight. The war is good. Understand what is at your feet because you're at his feet. Let us be in heavenly places. Forget this earthly place. Understand what Messiah has done on the tree to lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.